Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Merkle Media.
He put it in park, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people that really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed this plane was really low. It went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends. I am Brian Merkle.
I'm Brian Shipper.
He is excited to be here. I'm telling you, folks, he's excited to be here. Nothing turns him on more than coming in here and turning on the computer to talk to people.
This is an off week.
He is a people person. And today he's more people than people persons than he can imagine. If you have a crazy and wild story you'd like to share with us from the road, or if you'd like to have a conversation with us about your experiences on the road, go ahead and contact us at hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com. Or go to the hammerlanelegends.com webpage. Take a look there. There's a contact section. Hit that. Get a hold of us that way. Jack will get back in contact with you one way or the other. It doesn't matter to us. We just want you to get a hold of us and come on the show. We want to have a conversation with you because we're excited about talking to truck drivers. Shipper, tell them about the voicemail line.
Voicemail line, short story, something you seen on the road, happened to you, happened to somebody you know, whatever. 515-585-MERK. That's 515-585-6375. Short story, 5-10 minutes at the most. Leave it on the voicemail line. We can actually compile them and do a show eventually if somebody leaves a voicemail.
Yes, please do. Please.
Otherwise, you have anything longer, the gift of gab, get a hold of Jack.
Amen, brother. If you find yourself in need of whatever kind of preparedness stuff you need, you know where to go. Prepare with HLL.com. That's prepare with HLL.com. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Soup. All that being said, what? Go ahead, Ship.
Nothing. Soup to nuts.
Soup to nuts.
Whatever.
Soup to nuts. Soup to coffee. Whatever. They've got it all.
If you need it, they got it. If you don't need it, they got it too.
Still in stock.
Yes.
You know, that's it's amazing, isn't it? You know, we're still dealing with stock issues and all of that change.
Speaking of stock, how is the merchandise flying out of Merkle Media Incorporated there with them super hats and
that's a good
all
question.
That shit.
I will say this. We did have a poll on HammerLaneLegends.com, or yeah, the Hammer Lane Legends fan page. And we actually did, we looked at hats, and Jack is looking into, you know, the hat that won is the dad hat, which is the one that's like a, you know, like what I wear, right? The full baseball cap with no mesh in the back or anything like that. That's the hat that we're going to go with. Jack is looking into doing the hats and getting that all taken care of. We're going to have them
by 2025.
I'm hoping so. By the time road construction is done in Pennsylvania. So never at the rate.
Meanwhile.
But that's what's going on with the hats. That's actually going to be our, hopefully we're going to have them by Christmas time, but I'm not, not holding my breath.
I got $100 says no.
Yeah. Well, you know, me too, but I'm trying to be optimistic, positive, yeah. You know?
Well, that's because you've been off so long.
I have been off so long, which, you know, opens up another, you know, here we are today. We don't have any interviews today, so I don't know. You know, we're just going to do a break room show. We're going to sit here and chit-chat with people.
Thank you. Did you just hear that noise?
Yeah.
About half of the audience just clicked off. Yeah.
That was us going to another channel.
Yes.
Which, you know.
Meanwhile, back on Tony's channel.
The other show.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, speaking of my time off, I'm getting ready to go back to work.
Oh,
I know, right?
Bright eye and bushy tail on that one.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but yeah. You know, yeah, I'm looking to go back to work. So going back to work is going back to work. But you know, healing is coming along and just strengthening everything that remains, trying to make sure that we're okay. And you know, within a week or so, we'll be back on the job. So how exciting is that? It's not, but that's my life.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! So. Shiver.
Now, if you sense the happiness in his voice, this should be the last podcast that you will sense that happiness, yes, and giddy. Otherwise, we'll be back to the Merkel mumble.
Ain't that the truth? Well, you know, it's always fun going back to work. You know, you get so used to
and liar, liar, pants on fire.
Well, you know, the truth is, when you're out of work for a while. And you're looking at, and you kind of get used to having a life, especially in this industry. You know, you kind of get used to having a life.
It's called the retired life.
It is called the retired life. And unfortunately, I'm not old enough to retire, and I don't have enough yet to retire. So if I did, that would have been it. I would have said, all right, I'm done. But yeah, we're not there yet. So it's okay. We're going to keep pushing forward. And we hope that, the audience out there has enjoyed the shows we've put up so far this year. And, you know, I can't believe here we are. Well, the reason I'm bringing that up is here we are. It's October.
Yeah.
And it's October. We got 3 months till the end of the year.
We're going to have the beer gardens open soon for Oktoberfest.
Wouldn't that be nice? It's just one of those crazy things.
Roll on up to Pottsville there and get some beer from
Yingling. Go to Yingling. That's right. Take the tour. But, you know, it's one of those crazy things where you just look at the year and the year has flown by and, you know.
And you just sit there and ask yourself, are you better off this year than you were 3 years ago? I'll wait for the answer. Call.
Man, I feel heatier. No. I was going to say.
It's the sun.
Oh, wow. You mean the sun's out?
Yes, the sun's out.
We haven't seen that thing for a while. It's been raining here, and it's going to rain again next week, and it's going to rain again the week
after.
It's
going to be kind of like Seattle. With a little less looting.
Yeah. I'd say it's a little bit cheaper to live here, but it's probably not anymore. No, you know, it's pretty much, you know, average. You know,
so. I did see on the local news that they said, the 61 quarter is the next hot spot for real estate.
Wow.
Because everybody can't afford the real estate in Lehigh Valley, so they're moving west.
So they're going to drive up my price, yeah, my cost.
So basically,
thank you very much.
They're moving out to see you people.
Yes, fantastic. I moved away from those people to get away from the people.
Now, you know, when that, you got to time it correctly that you can just sell and dump.
Yeah.
Good to go. That's probably why that house isn't getting done. That, you know, anything getting done with that house.
Oh, the one right up in town. Yeah.
Yeah. They're waiting for that to hit. Then you bang a brand new one right up. And look at this, baby. Yeah. $499.99.
In Shoemakersville.
Yes, yes.
Yes. The big town of Shoemakersville. We're building and expanding, and it's a Metroplex.
That's it.
Well, anyway, you know, it's just hard to believe that this year has flown by as fast as it has. And here we are. It's October, and we're looking at Halloween. Thanksgiving, Christmas, year's over.
Yep.
Ring the bell, you know. Mm. It just amazes me. It just amazes me, Ship. But anyway.
Time marches on.
Yes, it does.
Ever so slowly does it creep by, kind of like the traffic on 78.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? I was reading an article, and I saw
you
this.
You can read.
I know. I can. I've taught myself to read over the past
few. Hooked on phonics.
Hooked on phonics worked for me.
This must be my lucky day.
I didn't just listen to the article, you know, look for the news and just, you know, watch it. I actually read it. It's like, wow, so this is what the printed news is like. Oh, all the news that's fit to print. Anyway, it was about a truck driver who got stuck in a tunnel between Manhattan and Brooklyn.
And which tunnel would that be?
Now you really want me to freaking remember what tunnel it is?
Please hold.
Hold while we go through the Hugh Lee Carey Tunnel. I don't know. That's what it says. Around 10:15 a.m.
And what did this height signs say?
That's the funny part. It's like 12 foot one.
Okay. Yep,
12 foot one inch. A big truck tried to go through, ignoring all the signs, ignoring the what are they called? The Port Authority?
Yeah.
Police officers?
Yeah, probably.
And got stuck.
No, he didn't get stuck. He didn't get a chance to get in. They wanted to left him in.
No, he literally got into. This driver blatantly ignored numerous highway warning signs on a bridge and tunnel officer who tried to stop him from entering the tunnel, said the MTA Bridges and Tunnels president, Catherine Sheridan. He actually got inside the tunnel where they had to cut his truck apart.
Well, I was going to say.
They cut the roof off.
He got the cab inside the tunnel.
He did. It's like, well, you know, dude, sometimes you just got to force your way through. You know, if you don't fit, just make it fit.
What's in your truck? A bridge. A tunnel.
I'm delivering the tunnel. Here we go. But yeah, it's amazing. And you know, it sparked in my head. And this is just kind of like a small PSA thing going on in my noggin. But it just drives me crazy. It is. And now, of course, when I read the full story, this guy's truck was out of registration. And, you know, he had a bunch of other, you know, couple other problems going on. And it's like, well,
do you want me to elaborate?
It's not like, you know, this guy's like following the law, you know, and I guess he figured, you know,
must have been from out of town.
I think he was. But it just, you know, it just
way out of town,
way
down south kind of.
It does not say. Yeah. It doesn't even give his name. I was really surprised. It did not give I have no idea what the driver's name is. Or anything else.
Because there's one person that I would send the dumbass award to.
Yes, exactly. And actually, he went through the tunnel when it was closed. He tried to go through the tunnel when it was closed.
So we avoided the sign saying 12-1. We avoided the sign saying tunnel closed.
Yes. And he avoided listening to, you know, the warning of the police officers.
Joker, and the triple.
Yes, sir. But, you know, what it did.
Thank God we've dumbed down the CDL requirements to achieve it.
Is that not fantastic?
Yes.
I think it is. I agree with you. It's a wonderful thing. You know, can we read the language? You know, do we know, you know.
D-E-F-P-O-T-E-C. No, your eyes are perfect.
Apparently, I just learned how to read this year and you know, this while I'm rehabbing.
Yes, and Merkle Media is now selling, you know, Rosetta Stone, Merkle Media style.
You too can read the signs. But that's the thing that really caught my attention was that he just ignored all the signs going in. It's like, dude, I mean, even if you're...
Signs.
Everywhere there's signs. That popped into my head too, dude. I was reading the article. I'm like, dude, what is the matter with you? You know, even if you're breaking the law.
We're going to have safe spaces where people have... There's blank billboards with plenty of paper and number two crayons so they can make their own sign.
Yes. Yes. So-and-so was here.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's just, you know, it's
years ago it was called graffiti.
It was. And nowadays it's just called your sign. Here's your sign. Thank you, Bill Engvall. Yeah. You know, it's just, but it's the thing that drives me crazy. It's one of those things that in the trucking industry, not just in the trucking industry, but in driving as
Should
a whole.
Should I say it now?
What's that?
Should I say it now?
Go ahead. Say it now.
Stupid people.
Yes. Yes. Just, you know, it was the first thing that I went over with my kids when I taught them, all three of them, how to drive. Michelle and I taught them how to drive. And the first thing that I did with them was teach them to pay attention to the signs because they're going to tell you everything you need to know.
Your wife taught them how to drive?
Well, sort of.
Step one, when you get in the driver's seat, remove the phone book.
It's your booster.
Your wife sits on. Yes.
That was the pre-booster seat booster seat.
Back when you got a phone book from the phone company.
Yes, when you actually got a phone book and the blocks on the pedals.
Yes. Blocks are still there.
But yeah, it's just one of those things that you teach your kids and you hope they get it. And you know what? You know what you realize is after driving for as long as you and I have driven, people haven't gotten it. People still ignore the signs. They don't pay attention to any road construction signs. They don't pay attention to lane closure signs. They just don't. And it's this kind of stuff that happens. And then you know what it did? Tied up traffic for hours.
Say it's not signed.
I know.
Not in New York. Come on.
Not at all. And it's one of those things. And it's like people would just pay attention. Just pay attention. Don't be so distracted.
Well, you know, it's Bidenomics. People are too poor to pay attention.
Right away, you got to get political. There it goes.
Ain't saying nothing.
But have you noticed any of that, Chip? Have you noticed that people just don't pay attention to the signs?
Please. Ever since the invention of the phone.
Even before
that. They're FaceTiming. They're watching, you know, all kinds of shit on the phone there, you know, and they get a little blind to the, you know, 5-inch screen. So they have to get it on their laptop, you know, with a 20-inch screen, and they got it bungee corded to the dashboard so they don't miss a thing.
That's right. Well, you know what? They're going to watch every movie that they can.
Right.
And they're enjoying themselves. Mm-hmm. They're having a good old time doing it. It's not just a pet peeve. It's a danger. You know, I was looking up statistics, trying to figure out, you know, what.
Boy, you really were bored at home.
I know. And you know what? That's like the hardest thing to do is nail down the statistics as far as, you know, what are the statistics for driving? You know, what are driving statistics and all that?
You got another week before you're home? Maybe I can get you down to Washington. You can get them the statistics of them people crossing over every month.
I would say that's probably our biggest problem is Washington. You know, on both sides, I don't care. It just, it is our biggest problem right now. But
10 square miles, the military could play, maneuvers. When
there you go. What are you trying to do? Get us turned off? Shipper.
What?
I know that you're a people person.
Right.
And I know that that's not what's in your heart. Well, maybe it is. But when we look at this thing, I don't know, Ship. I go crazy.
Doctors actually told me I don't have high blood pressure. I got no heart.
You got to have a heart to have blood pressure.
Nothing here.
That's all right. You know, sometimes it's good.
Take a few because pills. You'll be fine.
It keeps you calm. That's why I don't watch the news.
Remain calm. Chive on.
Chive on. I'm sitting and having a conversation with Shipper this morning, and he's telling me about... Mac is on strike.
They're not on strike yet. This is a big secret.
I'm sorry.
This doesn't happen until Sunday. Secret. They're supporting their fellow UAW workers
in
Michigan.
You know, just over.
Michigan. The people like don't have water.
Right. And I just missed all this stuff.
Yeah.
It just blew by. I mean, it's okay.
But he caught the guy driving.
That's right.
Delivering the tunnel.
Dropping it off. Here it is. Here's your tunnel. I don't know. I'm looking at the news and I just look at all these things and then, you know, it's just, I don't know, Ship. I don't even know what to say.
It's depressing. You just want to slice your wrist and say, done.
And it's like, you wonder why for the past, you know, couple months I've been sitting at home not paying attention to the news.
You can't find a sharp enough spork.
I can't. Michelle hides all the sharp utensils.
That's why you get trail mix.
That's right.
Put a bag out for you, see you in a week.
It's a beautiful thing. You know, it just, I don't know. So what's new in your life?
Nothing new.
That's the extent of the conversation.
We caught up.
We sat downstairs and talked for 2 hours.
Should have the mic down there. We wouldn't have to come upstairs.
Exactly.
You want to save time on your hip.
Yes. It's amazing. You know, but it's why I didn't pay attention to the news. Because it's just depressing. It's the depressing news of every day that drives you crazy. You know, I left work July 17th was, you know, my surgery date.
And nothing's changed.
Literally. The construction is still the construction on 78. It's still there. They're still playing around. They're still doing wall Jenga. And, you know, you look at the news, you look at the economy, you look at life, and it's like this is just a static situation. And you wonder why I'm excited that the end of the year is almost here?
Well, because there's only one more year of
excitement.
Yeah, if you want to call it that.
Well.
Bidenomics.
There you go.
I'd rather call it that.
It's a good name for it, but it has, I don't know.
Bidenomics. It doesn't work.
Neither is anybody else.
Exactly. But I'll say it. If the UAW gets a 40% raise over your 4-year contract and works 32 hours
a week,
and they have still full benefits, people are going to have a problem with that.
Yeah, that and the
price. Oh yeah, and then price of your vehicle is probably going to go up by 40% because somebody's going to pay for this. Shit rolls downhill.
Yes. Yes, buying a new car used to be like mortgaging, you know, right. Getting a mortgage. Now it's going to be like getting
remember
a mortgage.
Remember back when
we
were like 15,
building.
16 years old, you could buy a beater car for like $1,500, you know. Then yes. It went up to $2,000 and we thought, wow, that's crazy.
Yep, that's nuts. Then, people are paying that kind of money for a used car.
And then your kids started driving and then you were like paying $3,000 for a beater car that barely passed inspection.
Yep.
Now it's going to be $60,000 just for that.
Yes, sir.
Somebody was telling me there was some kind of Audi. I think it was Audi. Well. I'm not going to say. It's not a reputable source. Never mind.
Well, what?
I can't.
We won't name the vehicle.
I can't verify this because, you know, coming from.
Who it came from.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Well, never mind. Move along. What? Move along.
Move along. Well, you know what that tells me is that my car is going to appreciate in value.
I'm thinking you could probably get $8,000 for that right now.
I turned 368,000 miles.
If you pop that, yeah, it's still got the 249 a gallon gas in it still.
It does.
You see the gas? It's up to 450-ish or something like that.
Yeah, I literally just put gas in it today.
Oh, did
and
you?
And I was like, what the freaking heck?
Wow.
I got half a tank. I was like, holy cow, people.
Half a tank for $60. Yeah.
But things are good.
Yeah.
Things are good.
Yeah. Things are looking real good.
Yep. You know it.
If you take notice, that's why I didn't bring the diesel boat with me. You know, we're past $5 a gallon, $5.25 a gallon already.
Wow. Is it really?
Yes. Merry Christmas.
Again.
Thanks, Joe.
I haven't been out to look at the gas signs, you know, see what the prices are. Drive around. Enjoy life.
Yeah, well, there's no gas stations right on this road. You have to actually venture over to a highway.
It's the beauty of living across from the river.
You could dock the boat.
I could. You could dock the boat. dock the boat. Just don't tilt the boat over. So
yeah,
it'll be good.
Yeah, the only thing you missed at work is, you know, a lady in Harrisburg, she's retired. She gave it up. You know, I broke her mirrors off her nice, beautiful new Grand Wagoneer there because then
ripped
she
ripped the rearview mirror off.
Yeah, she don't have to look back.
Don't
at the
look
place.
Back. Just keep going and go as fast as you can. Yes. That's fantastic. I'm glad for her. That's awesome. Man, I tell you, that is the day that I think, you know, most of us are just looking for, waiting for, and hoping for.
Well, it's either that day or the day they say I can't pass a physical. Whichever.
Or the day they just put me in the ground because it's one of the, you know.
Light me up. Whoosh.
Yes, sir. You know, it's just, I'm glad for her. I'm really glad for her. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, I don't know. You just hope everybody gets to that point. But, you know, we've seen some things this year. We watched some drivers that we knew pass, and it's such a shame. And, you know, just life is so short.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about that, we went through the whole gamut with drivers.
We did.
Guys
we
passing did. To, you know, health issues.
Yep. and not being able to come back. And
it went the full retirement. Gamut. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's been crazy, dude.
You know, it's what I call crazy. You know, you don't look for retirement. It's just exit strategy.
Exit strategy, yeah.
What's going to win?
Yep. And that's, you know, it's the thing. It's like there's just not a younger generation coming up to take these jobs anymore.
No.
And, you know, it's like I don't know what in the world we're going to do as truck drivers retire. We're not replacing
Not only just truck driving. I mean, you know, like plumbers,
the workforce,
you know,
the in general
workforce. Yeah. I mean, my nephew you know, he was a bookworm. And all of a sudden, he decided he got a hot nut. He wanted to become, do plumbing.
Yeah.
So he's an apprenticeship now with a
paying job.
Graduating high school this coming year.
Wow.
And he's in an apprenticeship with a plumber, you know.
That's fantastic.
Another friend of mine, his son went through college and is now finally going into military forces.
Wow.
And to do cybersecurity or something of that nature. Uh-huh. I says, well, anything you can do to keep them people out of here works for me. But
amen, brother. I know. It's crazy. And we are.
A couple gators,
We're looking at, our population is aging and we're not replacing it.
Oh, no, we are. We're 200,000 every month coming over.
We're physically not having, we're not procreating our own.
No.
Same thing's happening here. We're importing. It's happening.
It's easier.
Same thing that's happening in Europe.
It's easier.
Yeah.
They're already of age.
Yep.
No education required. Or vaccines. Yeah. You're really going to get me going?
No, I don't want to get you. Yeah. That was not the point. I'm just saying, here we are. You know, you and I are getting to that age. I mean, you're closer to it than I am.
Yeah.
And we're looking at that.
I
embrace looking down the
suck.
Road. And yeah. And it's like, you know, you're what? 7 years away, 6 years away, whatever it is. I don't know. Whatever your age
is. I'm hoping it's like only three.
Good luck.
And then you'll see me at the Walmart. Here's your sticker. Get your shit and get out. You know, if they had people like that at the Walmart,
yes,
it would be less friendly and the people would get their shit and get out.
And get out. Yeah. I agree. Of course, you're still, doing their job while you're checking out all your groceries and the things you've purchased.
You sit there with an AR or whatever. You know, did you steal that? Let me see that receipt. If you come past here, you've stolen it.
That is one of those things that I look at and I'm like, well, you're going to take away all of the cashiers. You want me to do it myself, but then you're going to question whether or not I did it and want to see my receipt. Do I get a discount for all this extra stuff that I have to do at your store?
You just go in the store with a garbage bag, and as long as it's less than $950, you don't get
it. You don't have to worry about it. Just walk out.
Yeah, that's what they do in Seattle, don't they?
I guess it's a West Coast thing.
Yeah. Well, it's over here in the East Coast because of Dwayne Reed and all them people are... Everything is in freaking glass now anymore.
Wow.
You go up the shelves and it's all like a window.
Your window.
It's like you're window shopping on Times Square inside the store.
You're window shopping at the CVS.
Yes.
Who knew? Who knew? You know, it's a crazy world.
And what I can't understand is they put this plexiglass or whatever, and this is deterring them from taking the stuff.
Well, they have to
I'm waiting for the guy. What do you mean unlock it? I'm waiting for these people to come in there with those little moving dollies. Just pick the whole goddamn thing
out, wheel it, go.
Wheel it out the door.
But then again, at the price of things, you know, a shelf full of razor blades, you know, for like shaving razors.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, that's a million.
They were the first things to ever get locked up. Are you kidding me?
Yes, sir.
You know, hear that boop, boop, boop. Yeah, you know, snipers are coming out from the port pier.
you know, Dunbar and Brinks is delivering the freaking razor blades. Here comes a shipment of Gillette and Harry's.
Yes, that's it.
It's crazy. You know, this is what we've asked for. This is what we wanted. This is where we've gone.
That's not yours because you turned yours off.
Yeah, I actually turned mine on silent there, Sparky. But
I got peeps out there.
You do. I know. Anything important? Please hold while Shipper checks out his voice, his texts. Who knows, you know?
Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is. But you know,
it's good. We're good.
We're all good.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I'm glad. I'm glad that your life is working out for you well while we're sitting here, you know, chit chatting here, doing a show. It's nice to have you paying attention. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
There you go. Well, I'm glad that's all working out.
Yeah, you know, it's working out.
It's a good thing. It is a good thing. So all those things, you know, here we are. We're looking at, you know, looking at the end of the year in 3 months. We've talked about, you know, Ship has alluded to his impressions of what's going on the border, which is, you know, it's fun to say the least. Getting inside the mind of Shipper is like, I don't know.
177.
Like a comic book?
Yeah, it's a comic book.
But it's like a graphic novel. The inside of Shipper's mind is like a graphic novel.
Yeah. Just get on the big marble and just watch it roll around.
More graphic than novel.
Yeah.
But, you know, Michelle and I actually took a little bit of time and visited with Tony.
And, say it's not so.
It is so. It is
you
so.
Went to the Merkle Media compound in Tennessee.
I have to tell you something that, you know, I'll tell you later on.
This is the last show?
You want it to be the last show? You don't want to do this anymore?
Well, no. I thought you were moving.
I'm not moving.
Oh, okay. Well,
I can't afford to move right now. Do you see the price of homes? Holy crap.
Oh, Tony can get you a cardboard box.
Yeah, that's what I need.
It's cheap. You just squat in somebody's house. Yeah,
there you go. I'll just squat in Tony's. How's that sound?
That's it. That'll work.
He's got an extra room.
Right.
I'll sleep here in the mansion.
Yeah.
The Merkle Media headquarters mansion. That's it. But he's actually getting hats for Merkle Media.
$50 says he gets them before
dying. Oh, I guarantee. He's already ordered them. What do you mean? $50 gets them. Yeah. Yeah, exactly, dude.
No, I like to take some short bets.
You know, that's the best way to do it. That's the way I buy my stocks, you know. Short bet.
And so I gotta laugh.
I don't have many stocks.
off a totally different topic that, you know, I gotta laugh. The Jets spend all that money on Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And all they needed to do was play a Kansas City Chiefs team. All of a sudden, their ticket sales go through the roof. Just saying.
What happened?
I don't know. That broad that lives down there in Wormsdorf or wherever it is.
Wormsdorf?
Yeah, that place. Isn't that where she's from?
I don't know.
Why I'm missing? That's where she's from.
That's where she's from?
Yeah, I'm almost positive. Why don't you Google her?
I don't even know who it is.
Swifty.
I don't freaking pay attention to football.
Oh, my God. You didn't even hear that?
I did not.
Honestly. She was the greatest thing to happen to football because now all of a sudden her and Travis, one of the Kelsey boys, the one that plays for KC, is seeing her, supposedly. Well, she was seen in the booth with his mother.
Wow.
Yeah. So Tay-Tay made the football cray-cray.
Okay.
Yeah. It was the best NFL watch Sunday, you know, and now the Jets, they're playing the Jets this weekend. The Jets ticket sales went up because of her supposedly being with one of the Kelsey boys.
Yeah. But who is she?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, my God.
Look, dude, I don't pay, you know.
You live in a rock. It's right down the road from you. That's why I asked you why I'm missing Wimmelsdorf, something with a W. Holy Christ.
Wow, I really have missed a lot this year, haven't I?
Matter of fact, his jersey sales for his jersey went through the freaking roof.
Wow. Go figure.
Yeah. He could be out with a dislocated hip and he's selling jerseys out the ass.
As long as she's sitting in the booth, we're all good.
Right.
What the heck? Boy, I tell you, so what you're telling me is that people don't really watch
You've
football.
You've been home three goddamn months.
They're just looking for Taylor Swift.
Yes. The most important news hitting the United football. States is football and you screwed the pooch. That is not on DirecTV anymore. So maybe that's why you were looking for it, right?
No.
No.
I hate to burst everybody. You know, I just don't pay attention to
You're not an athletic supporter.
I'm not.
You're not no strap.
No, sir. I am not strapping in on this one. No. But yeah, I didn't know. I had no idea that she was even a football fan. But again, I guess, you know, if you're dating someone who plays football, doesn't mean you are a football fan.
She doesn't have to be a football fan. She's just dating a guy that plays football. That plays
football. Well, if I was dating a guy that played football, I'd have a different life, wouldn't I?
Yes. I would not be here.
You know, I wouldn't either, so.
There's that.
Yes, there's that. Because then again, my kids wouldn't be here either.
Oh, by the way, I want to comment on how many of these squares that you got up here?
Oh, I know, right? I know. That's what I said to Michelle.
I think one fell down.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It's like I glue one up and three fall.
I'm like, 12 weeks, huh?
Yeah. I'm like, what the heck? Every time I come up here, there's more of that fall off than I got back up. So, yeah, we're talking about the what do you call them? Acoustic tiles.
Yes, yeah, that's it.
In the magnificent studio that we have here in my old house.
In Shoeville.
And yeah, the tiles, it's, you know what? Command strips, bull crap.
Yeah, bull crap. They don't work. I have them on for the truck to hold my hat and, you know, hold my jacket and make them down.
Yeah.
Screw it. Roll the jacket up in a ball.
Yeah. Put it behind the seat. That's what I do. But yeah, I can't figure it out. I'm like, what the heck? What do I got? I don't know. They're just not, they don't command the performance that they used to command.
They don't command the strip like they used to.
I cannot figure it out, but yes, you're correct. They are a fallen. And so I have to work at getting them back up. And well, as you can tell.
All right, Jack.
Yeah, that's right. Well, whoa, wait a second. All right, Jack.
Okay, let's see. We'll make this bet. The acoustic tiles up first, or we get hats?
I wouldn't bet on either. But that's, you know, that's the way it is. You know, you deal with what you got to deal with, and the command strips is the command strips. And so, you know, the trucking industry is the trucking industry, and not much has changed.
Since you don't get out that often, I didn't know if you know, but the Tractor Supply has now opened.
It has. In Shoeville. I know. I was actually up that way today. I was like, holy crap, Tractor Supply is open. When did that happen? Well, the last time I was up there was a week ago, and they weren't open yet.
Well, I would say it happened. So it opened sometime during that week. Yeah, there you are. Boy.
It's amazing. We have our own Tractor Supply here in Shoemakersville.
You're a regular Columbo.
I am. Nothing gets by me, dude. Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. Nothing.
It circles
nothing.
Back.
It all circles back. Such is life. That's the way it is. But yeah, you know, anything new in the trucking industry that I've missed since I've been gone? Anything else happening? Anything else going on?
No.
Really? Nothing?
No.
Nothing at all?
No.
Do you see where the FMCSA had posted a ruling that they were going to put the regulators in the trucks 68 miles an hour, and then they took the number out? Because they realize that they have to you know, pass it or do whatever before they can put the number in or have comments or do whatever.
Put what number? You mean the speed limit?
The speed limiters, yes.
No, you're saying the number.
Yeah, that's actually posted it.
What, for 68?
For 68 miles an hour.
So we're going to have slot car racing on the interstate.
And then they took the number back out because they realized that they couldn't post it yet because there was no final decision made.
Oh, so in other words, they tried to interpret a law and make it their own like Biden does.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It's why didn't you just say that? It would have been a lot quicker.
Yeah, it probably would have been.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's me. I take the long way around because it's easier in my head because I get more, well, not really. I just get.
So we'll look at it this way. Swift should get a boost then if they're going to be doing 68,
I know, right? How about it, huh?
We all should have pinel hooks on the front of our bumpers. We lock into the guy in front of us with a trailer. We just all go on a trade. Set the auto cruise on.
That's right.
And disable the front end collision guidance system because it'd be stopping you.
Yes, sir.
And it'll be slot car racing.
There you go. I agree with you.
You know, just punch in on your ELD, you know, what exit you want to get off, and it just spits you off.
Yep. Unhooks you automatically.
This is the start of AI.
Yes, sir.
It's DI, dumb idiots.
There was another trucking company that went out of business in the Midwest. Elmer Butcha Trucking.
I bet you Elmer is not trucking anymore. I
bet you they're not. They are definitely not. After almost 100 years in business.
Seems like 100 years is the...
It seems to be the mark.
Yeah, the watermark there.
We're safe. I mean, you know, Pitt's been in business as, you know, Pitt since 79, so I won't be around here by 2079.
You're going to do the math quick?
I'm in good shape. You're in good shape. We'll be fine.
Oh, I'm in good shape anyway. It doesn't matter.
One way or the other, you're out. But yeah, you know, I was just trying to catch up on some news. Yes, here it is. The FMCSA announced a 68 mile per hour maximum in speed limiter mandate proposal, then took it back.
On all trucks.
FMCSA announced a 68 mile per hour maximum speed limiter mandate proposal and then revoked the number on Monday evening. The September 2023 significant rulemaking report originally listed the FMCSA speed limiter proposal as topping commercial vehicles out at 68 miles an hour. By Monday night, September 25th, however, the document had been altered to reflect no number for proposed top speed limit. So it's amazing, isn't it? We're going to put a number out there and then we're going to take it back. So, you know, it's just, it's another one of those things where we're just, we're shooting ourselves in the foot. Go ahead. What do you got?
There's a real simple, I don't know. It's a real simple answer to this. They just do running on GPS.
As opposed to, you know, speed or what?
Yeah. You get into construction zones, you know, the GPS actually marks the construction zones instead of, you know, just thinking it's a regular highway.
Right.
And you knock the speeds down. You know, it automatically knocks it down.
Right.
This way, there's less accidents in the construction zones.
Yeah, there you go. Here's the reason why they had to take the number back. The speed limiter mandate proposal must go through a regulatory process before a top number can be reached. But the requirement would apply to commercial motor vehicles manufactured after 2003. The FMCSA says it plans to publish a supplemental notice of proposed rulemaking by December 29th. At that time, the public will have the opportunity to comment on the proposal. So heads up, truck drivers. They're looking to come and get you.
Wait. I have issues here.
You do?
The public, the general public, the same public that stares at their goddamn phone going down the highway and their Tesla, or they're asleep inside their Tesla while it's going down the highway, that public, they're not even going to use the drivers, per se?
I don't know. It doesn't. It just says the opportunity to comment will be open to the public.
Because I know one thing, if I'm an independent guy, you're going to tell me I'm going to do 68 when I spend all that extra money to get my truck to do triple digits.
Right.
Kiss my ass in Macy's window.
Yeah, amen, brother.
No way. You want your hot freight when? You should have ordered it a month ahead of time.
Right.
What the hell are you doing?
Playing with the computer.
Oh.
Which is what we'll all be doing by the time they come up with their freaking, you know, their mile per hour rule.
Well, at that point, yeah, then we should be able to drive our trucks from our house.
Oh, that would be nice, wouldn't it? We could just do drone driving.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I would love that. Work from home.
I'd be home with my wife all day.
Well, you'd have to be in your office driving your truck, so.
My office, okay.
Wouldn't that be awesome? I mean, this is like one of the few jobs that you know, with this in construction that you can't do from work from home. So, but anyway, the FMCSA intends to proceed with a motor carrier based limiter rulemaking by preparing a supplemental notice. Did I read that part already? Nope.
So that means
proposed rulemaking to follow up on the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's and FMCSA's jointly issued September 7, 2016 notice of proposed rulemaking on the subject. It's been since 2016 that they've been talking about this.
Oh, yeah, well.
Yeah.
So, that should be implemented in 2033. I'm out anyway. I'll be out way past that.
Well, let's hope so.
But meanwhile, I can still keep my milk-bone dog biscuit with the fishing line on top of my Mack hood ornament. That's how you get those speed limiters.
There you go.
You know, keep the biscuit in front of the dog.
Yep, I did see. Did you see that one too? Well, you know, I'm trying to keep you up to date on what's going on in the trucking world and the trucking news, you know, at least a little bit today. That's kind of the gist of today's show. So, you know, it's been fun. It's been, you know, it's been a crazy time. And when isn't it a crazy time? In this freaking industry, shipper, when isn't it a crazy time? I mean, there's always something going on. There's always some driver doing something goofy. There's always the government doing something goofy. There's, you know, I don't know. It just after a while, sometimes you wonder. You wonder if it's all okay or if we're all just crazy. What do you think, Chip?
I just think we have stupid people in charge.
That's always the case. It doesn't matter which stupid people are in charge.
Right.
It's just always stupid people in charge. It's because we vote
Lurch, the bartender. Yeah. Any number. I can go on.
Yep. Oh, you know what? The sad thing is that it cuts both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just does. It's crazy.
But I did hear what's his name's going to probably be independent this year.
Who's what you call it?
RFK Jr.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He's not going to run under a Democrat? Is there a reason?
I don't think so. You know, I'm sure the Democrats don't want him to run. So that's why he's going independent.
Ah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but the only thing with him is he can string a sentence together.
Well, that's true.
My wife doesn't like his voice because, you know, well, it's no fault of his. It's what the COVID shot did to him.
Right.
But, you know, it's like I said, it's, you know, the same thing happened with Bernie. You know, all the independent does is
screw up the vote.
Screw up the vote for, you know,
for their party.
Republican or Democrat.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, that's better off than, you know, just harvest ballot harvesting.
Oh, that's true. But that, you know, that didn't happen.
Yeah. That's why they found that truck with all those ballots in it, the trailer.
Yeah, I know. I know, but this stuff doesn't happen, you know? But anyway.
Must be in my own little world, inside my head.
It's, yeah, that's why I said it's a graphic novel in there, dude. Yeah. It's a graphic novel. So, yeah.
You know where I was going.
No, go for it. Where are you going with that?
Oh, nothing. I'll just keep that thought to myself.
Yeah, there you go. That's the way to do it. Money for nothing.
No.
Your thoughts for free.
Not thoughts.
Well, Shep, I don't know. I know this is going to be a shorter show than normal, but, you know, we've got almost 45 minutes out of it, and I've enjoyed just sitting here kind of chit-chatting, catching up with you. It's been a little bit of time since we actually just sat and shoot the breeze for a while. And, you know, we got the hat thing coming up, whenever that is. We've got the last quarter of the year starting tomorrow. Well, you know, it's October, so it's starting now.
So, how many more weeks to the end of the year?
About 12.
Is it?
Yeah. If you figure, it's usually about roughly 4 weeks per month.
Oh, then
3 months times 4 weeks is 12.
That won't happen. All right, no.
What won't happen?
No, I was looking at the show numbers, and we're about up to 200. We're only at 171, 173, or something like that.
What are you talking about?
Our show.
Yeah, what about it?
Numbered, you know, show number 172.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Show number 171. Yeah.
That's a good question.
I thought we'd hit 200 before the end of the year, but we won't.
Nah, I don't think so.
Unless we start putting out two shows a week, Jack. But that would require twice as much productivity from him.
Yeah, that also require twice as many people to, you know, contacting us, which we'd love to hear from people. You know, we'd love to have people on the show. We like talking to people. That's what we're always here about. That's what the show is all about.
He likes it. I just show up.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? But you know what? All that being said.
Which actually means nothing.
It does mean nothing. But I don't even know what else to say, Ship.
I don't know. Find something else.
Find something else.
There's stupid shit happening every minute here. It's just a matter of Googling the right one.
Well, you know what? Here's one. And this, I saw this one earlier. I just didn't really get a chance to read through it.
Go ahead. We got time.
A truck driver is dead after his semi collided with a cow in the road in Texas on Monday morning. The accident happened just after 3 a.m. on September 25th in Eastland County, Texas, on U.S. 183. According to the Big Country homepage, 43-year-old trucker Alberto Salazar was traveling south on U.S. 183 near County Road 156 when he struck a black cow that was standing in the road. Salazar's tractor trailer had overturned, killing him. It was in the morning, 3 a.m.
Black cow, you don't see it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the black dog, but a little bit
bigger.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I feel bad for the guy. Holy cow. But holy cow. No pun intended.
Okay, Phil Rizzuto. Yeah.
But it's just one of those things. It's like, you know, that's a weird freaking accident. I mean, I saw that and I was like, holy cow.
Holy shit.
But, you know, stuff happens. Again, it's one of those things. Like you said, it's 3 a.m. in the morning, so it's dark and a black cow in the road. But, you know, you got to be careful. You got to watch out for everything anymore, even things that are unexpected.
Yeah, somebody should have had some kind of metal on that cow, because then the way the front end of collision device could have went off.
Right.
We're going to probably have to start implementing that.
Yeah. You know, maybe.
Everybody's going to walk around with 10 pounds of tin on their neck. Well, yeah. You don't have that problem in New York City.
I know.
With all those gold chains.
It's picking them up like crazy. But yeah, I mean, that was a weird freaking news story. When you see something like that, and it's just one of those weird things that that is like really out of the blue. That is one of those things that just happens, and it's like, what do you do? And I feel bad for the guy. You know, it's like, you know, his family.
Yeah.
You know, to die at, you know, death by cow. You know, it's like, it's just a shame. But that's why And what do you do?
Well, I mean, you have all that problem. You moose up Maine.
Moose, right.
Wyoming, same thing.
Alaska.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big,
that's
big
why game. They have those big ass cow catchers on the front of them trucks.
Yeah.
They're just not for, shininess.
That is the truth. But yeah, that was one of those weird things that I saw in the news that I was like, the weird things in news today, truck driver killed by a cow. Mm. And, it's like sometimes we think that these trucks are invincible,
No.
But something like a cow.
These trucks made nowadays, shit. You see them on the side, you see frame rails. They burn to the ground, crying out loud.
Yeah.
Once you get up to melting point of aluminum, that's it. Fiberglass is even a lot less. Come on now.
Yeah.
It's just like, setting a row home on fire. You just watch them all go. Not saying you should do it, but,
Are you saying, is that like a reference to Shoemakersville?
No. It's all in 79 or 81 down there in Philly.
Oh, the move people.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my word. Holy cow. You're going back in time, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are going back in time.
That was back when the city was still brotherly loved.
Yeah. Well, been a change, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I think they hit their breaking point though with those riots down there this week.
There's riots in Philly?
Oh my God.
See what I mean? Don't pay attention to the news. You'll be a happier person. I was happier until I started talking to you about what's going on in the news.
Yeah, influencer, whatever her name is, Meatball, some broad. Her name is some kind of Meatball, something or other. They staged a rioting the store, just looting them.
Really?
Yeah. They arrested like 52 people.
Wow.
Three of them were juveniles.
Only three of them?
Yeah, only three of them. Out of the 52 they caught.
Right. Wow.
And the acting police chief says, they should be prosecuted. Well, these guys voted for your attorney, attorney guy.
Are they prosecuting them?
Oh, I don't know. He's a little busy with Trump at the time because it's the same prosecutor. What's the guy's name?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Latin.
Please,
Krasner. Krasner. Larry Krasner.
All right. I guess I'll have to look it up then.
Yeah.
So what? He's one of those attorneys that is.
Oh, yeah. He's like the. But he's like the people out in California, too. We don't want to, you can steal $950. Yeah, just make sure you have your little ticker there. You know exactly how much you got. You're at 963. Throw something back.
Right.
Right.
951.
Right.
You're getting arrested.
Yep.
And prosecuted.
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's a crazy world we're living in, dude. We're at a point where we don't follow the law. We don't have law. Because those who are supposed to enforce the law don't.
Well, you can't blame the cops. They do their job. They show up. They do arrest and they kick them loose.
I don't mean the people in blue. I mean the people who are supposed to be the prosecutors. Those law enforcement people aren't doing their job. And that's just where we are. We wonder.
My wife and I had this conversation.
Do tell.
I'd love to go down to Venezuela, see these other countries, because their prisons should be empty. They kicked all those people out and brought them across the border. Without question. It's kind of like our prisons are sort of empty now, what we need to do is bring back, mental institutions and beef up the security of prisons. More walls, more bars. More balls, more walls, more bars. Fuck it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the statistics are on where we are as far as how many people are in jail or anything like that.
Google it.
And I don't want to Google it because it's just one of those things that I look at and it's like,
it's not as low as the total number of people here in Shoemakersville. I can tell you that.
That's for sure. The whole 1,395
right,
of us.
Right. There's a little bit more than that.
Yeah, just a few. But, you look at this. I don't know, Shipper. I'm just looking at this stuff.
What blows my mind is,
how are we okay with this?
How are we okay with this? And these people are shocked. And what are they going to do? Because the stores are actually closing. Target's actually pulling out of California, five different areas.
Wow.
Because they keep getting looted.
And that's the funny thing is people are shocked when this stuff happens.
They got to wait till they're looted several times before they say, we're just shutting this shit down.
Right.
You know?
Right. I know.
Move the shit out. Light the store up. Yep. Done.
I know. It is. It's that's the thing that you look at and you just ask yourself, how is this even possible anymore?
You know, now all of a sudden, now you're going to drive 40 miles to get your prescription medication because why?
And your groceries.
Yeah. Because why? Everybody looted the stores. Right. They thought it was great. Some influencer said.
Right.
Let them influencers go get your shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the common sense of where we are, man. It is just a lack of common sense. Yeah. It just, it's crazy. And, it's just, what do you do when society itself doesn't want to do what it's supposed to do? What do you do? You shrug your shoulders.
What we have is a total lack of respect for the law. Jackie Gleason said it best.
There you go. Yes, he did. Well, you know, Shipper, we've covered a lot of ground today.
Yes.
Just having this little chit-chat.
It's a lot of babble.
It is a lot of babble.
You still haven't heard English yet.
No, I know, right? I'm just learning how to read it, so. 55 and hooked on phonics worked for me.
55 or 95? Did you read that wrong?
I feel like 95.
95?
yeah. Yes, that is the state of our politics.
Yeah, but at least he wears a suit.
Well, he does now. But with all that being said, we hope you enjoyed the show. We hope you just enjoyed just having a time to just kind of sit and chit chat and hope we were, hopefully trying to get away from all the news that's not good news, but that quite didn't work out. So, anyway, we hope you enjoyed the show. We had a good time chit chatting and just kind of chopping it up, as Tony would say. And we hope you guys all have a great week.
As Tony would say. Well, Tony's also got hats. He's been saying, he's got hats. Yeah. We don't yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we've only been saying it for the past 2 years.
Well, hopefully we'll be on the ball with it and we'll get things back and we'll see.
Hard to believe.
I know, but hey, it is what it is, dude. I'm trying to do what I can do from where I sit, and I'm not 800 miles, further south.
Well, what the hell was wrong with Gary?
What do you mean?
Said somebody ordered a sweatshirt or something.
He figured it out. It all came through. Everything worked out.
Yeah. Like we're UPS. We drive a truck, but it's not brown. Okay?
We don't make that kind of money.
Right. We're not in charge of shipping.
Yeah. He was just having a little bit of, and was just quite, he was just asking me if there was any kind of situation or anything like that he needed, because it was taking longer, I think, to get the tracking and all that. So.
Because he called me and, that whole email thing,
Yeah.
Text message thing. I'm like, I totally read that wrong too.
Yes.
And I'll be the first to admit, I did admit to it.
It was hilarious. Wow. It was
I stopped and read it, it was like, that didn't mean anything what I thought it said.
Yeah, that's all right. It's all straightened out and gooder. So, all that being said, again, if you enjoyed the show, share the show. Shipper, if they share the show, who should they share the show with?
Oh.
Yeah, your shipper.
Yeah, they should share it with their president. Because I like to get a conversation with him.
I No. No. that's not a conversation I want to have. Because, no. But anyway, share the show. Share it with your friends. Share it with your enemies. Share it with your family. Share it with the ones you love.
And every time you hate, too.
Every time you share the show grows a little bit. Right. Hopefully we introduce somebody new who will send us an email, come on the show, do an interview, because we're always looking to talk with people. Yeah. All that. Yeah. Amen, brother.
Absolutely.
That's what we want. We want to talk with you. We want to talk with your friends.
What?
Keep the hammer down.
Oh, and the hammer lane.
What do you mean, what? Well, like, it's your first day on the show.
You were babbling. I was like, just letting you riff there. And I'm like, I looked over. I got nothing. Keep the hammer down at 68, as the FMCA says.
Yes, FMCSA.
Yeah, whatever. It's not the YMCA. I know that.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. It is not. Well, anyway, you all take care of yourselves. Have a great week. Talk to you in a few. See ya.
You'll never guess the places that I've been. You'll never guess the places that I've been. 'Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in.
let the day begin. Never gonna let the day begin. Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. Oh, don't wake me up before you go, and I'll just make this bed my home. Oh, darling, please just let me sleep. Give me my dreams.
Custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.